Cougar.
She said, what do you call it when your dreams have all died? And what do you call it when every breath's a sigh? And what do you call it when you just can't go on? And you wish in the end would come sooner. While I pondered a question and I looked at the time, and I said, well, it's 12 p.m., so let's call it a nooner.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Nooner Podcast on the Smogco Internet Radio Network. It's the dog edition here. We've got dogs. We've got dogs. So you've brought Dumpling.
Yeah, I did.
Dumpling is the cutest. She's this little pit bull mix. And she's just
a little boxer in there.
Yeah.
She looks like she's wearing a tuxedo.
And she's
all black, but right, white in the front and then white feet.
Yeah, and very dainty.
Dainty little girl.
Yeah.
She's my little girl.
Yeah, but it did make me think about Jon Stewart last night. On the Daily Show, he does Monday nights.
Third Mondays.
Yeah, so he's doing it for this presidential year. I think he's doing it for a little do re mi, and also to maybe change some minds.
Well, his Apple show got canned, and no one was watching it anyway.
But he also left the Apple show. Nobody watches Apple shows.
That's not what I heard. But okay. All right.
Well, I mean, I think that
who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
But. I care about.
You know, I care a lot
about the something and the something. I care a lot about the
Air Force, Navy, and Marines. I care a lot. We care a lot, not I care.
Well, no, I'm not including you on this journey.
Yes.
So his rescue, his three-legged rescue. What was his name? Do you remember his name?
Dipper. Well, he ends the show with a moment of Zen.
With Dipper,
right?
Yeah.
That was his old format. And he starts talking about how 12 years ago he and his family were raising money for a no-kill shelter in New York, and they made some cupcakes, and somebody put a one-year-old pit bull who had lost its leg in a car accident on his lap. And he's like, I'm going to keep this thing. And then he starts crying. And I'm like, oh, where's this going? Oh, this is going to go where you don't want it to.
Yeah.
And he said, last night he left us. He was ready. I wasn't.
Yeah, he was tired.
Yeah.
He was ready.
But that was the killer line.
He was ready to go.
But I wasn't.
Oh.
And so I started crying because my dog died. And Marty, like a dog dies here like once a week. So you go through it.
Yeah, yeah.
52 times a year.
Yeah, but you know what? It never gets easier.
Really?
It just gets harder.
Look at your eyes. They're like, you're tearing up. You're thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it.
He really couldn't hold it in, and I was like, oh yeah, I felt that a year ago, almost a year and a few months ago.
Yeah.
And then, I cried and cried.
I hope you all get to find that dog.
That one special dog.
Yeah.
And I did. Mm-hmm. And now I have this piece of shit.
You know what? What are you going to do?
Yeah, you try.
It's your Melania.
Yeah. But you did find your dog, right?
Yeah.
Dog was that?
That was DJ. He was the first dog I had.
And yes.
He would like do everything I told him. He would just, he would dance. He would, you know, he was like weird and he ate my friend's hair.
Yeah. One of those.
Yeah.
One of those shitheads.
Yeah.
He showed some footage of his dog. So he said this Dipper would go to the Daily Show offices and hang out. And it scared that Afghani girl that had been thrown acid on her face. Yeah. So the only thing that scared her was Mulala.
Yeah.
The Taliban couldn't do it, but his dog did. And they show the footage. And then it's like, here's your moment of Zen. And it's just footage of this three-legged dog running around in the snow. And you can hear Jon Stewart going,
good boy.
Yeah. And it just broke my soul into a million pieces. And that's how I started my fucking day.
Yeah, that's how I started mine too.
Yeah.
And then I sent it to my wife. And then
she came
at me in tears and just like, oh.
Why isn't he running for president? He seems like a compassionate, intelligent, rational man.
I don't vote for criers.
Yeah, fuck you. He's a big pussy.
Fucking pussy.
He doesn't know. You can't hold it together. Yeah.
Hey, if you want to join in and share your thoughts about dogs and pets and
dead ones, especially
dead ones. Yeah, just join us at we're on X. Oh shoot, no, we're on. We have a channel on what is it?
I don't know. Discord.
Discord.
We're on Discord.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. We have a channel on Discord. I don't really go there, but except tonight I'm going there.
Tonight we're on Discord.
Yeah, so go to Discord. It's Nooner Podcast, and
join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
Tell us about your dead animals and how it crushed you.
Yeah, and then Tyson is there, and he said, he has a selection from a series called Paul Lynde Conquers the Martians. Of course he did. Does. I'm still sniffling, my God. And then he said, Lemon Twigs, very twiggy, and he liked the sound of Pearl and the Oyster.
So cool.
There you go. All right. See, you can join in on the fun. Can
they hear these dogs just going crazy? Or
oh my God, they are just making out nonstop.
Jesus Christ.
And how much does she weigh now? Like 35 pounds?
35 pounds? But she seems small.
She seems small.
Doesn't look like she weighs 35.
I just
7 months?
These cookies today.
Yeah, I'm worried. What's in them? Like something weird?
Oatmeal.
And what else? Like craisins or something like that?
Golden raisins.
Yeah, it's...
No, the golden raisins are delicious. You are
nothing
so close-minded. It's ridiculous.
I have tried. God. Ooh. You got any? You're out of walnuts. How? Why?
Well, you like walnuts better?
No,
than
I hate. I hate them all. I hate nuts in cookies. I find it. Ugh, a peanut, yes, but that's not a nut.
It's a legume.
Is it? I don't know. Who knows? No one actually knows what a peanut is. What if that were like brought here by aliens? That was like, yeah, that it's not indigenous to this planet.
If you watched like,
and they're trying to kill us.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers. It looks like
it was a peanut based invasion.
Yeah.
When I see a raisin in a cookie, I just get bummed out. It's just like,
but golden raisins are different from black
how
raisins.
So? What's the what like how? It's still a shitty old grape.
No, it's a less shitty old
less,
grape.
What is it? Is it not as old? Is it a different kind of grape?
Yeah. I don't know. You there's only one way for you to find out.
Should I eat one?
Just take a bite. If you don't like it, you don't have to finish it.
I'm not disgusted.
I don't want you to make a face just at, like. As
no,
reflex.
I'm not here. I'm not here to ruin your night.
No,
my day has already been ruined by Jon Stewart.
It doesn't ruin me at all. But
okay, that's some oatmeal. That's good.
Yeah, it's like a steel cut, so it's a little heartier.
Yeah, it's.
I prefer the whatever the rolled oats.
Yeah, it's
hard. It's a little too hardy for
me. It's got a sort of concrete like consistency.
Yeah.
I don't think I ate a raisin yet. Hold on, let me try this bite.
Oh my God. Oh my God, he's going into anaphylaxis. Steve just found out why he doesn't drink wine or eat raisins.
Okay. Hold on.
All right, get right up in that.
Yeah, they are better than regular raisins. I agree.
But I understand that you might not like, they might not be your favorite dried fruit.
Yes, but those are better than regular black raisin shitty oatmeal cookies.
Right, well.
And you know what? I kind of like that they're a steel cut. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's different.
A lot of work. Yeah, my jaw hurts.
I want you to, like, work for it. So, Steve, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Super.
So,
you said you're busy. You're tired.
Yeah, I'm going on like 3 hours of sleep. I'd had like a 13-hour day yesterday.
Why are you working so much?
Just because, you know, I'm fighting the good fight.
What does that mean?
Well, like, you know, I work for a company that fights cyber criminals. And
hopefully you're not their spokesperson. I work for a company that fight cyber criminals.
And then today was like a
banner day. Is business good?
Yeah, business is good. Business
a lot of cyber criminals
in the yeah.
Are they trying to stop the pig butchers out there?
Who are the pig butchers?
It's like a giant ring of scam artists that were started during the pandemic by a bunch of crooked casino owners, like probably mob run in Asia. I think it was in Macau. And so they had all these casinos that were empty because the pandemic. So they would use the space to set up these call centers, and they would start texting people like, "Hey, Bill, are we on for that meeting?" And you're like, "I don't know a Bill." And then they engage you in, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to, wrong number." And then they're like, "Where do you live?" And they lure you in, and then give you. And sometimes it's a hot chick for a dude, or sometimes they
phishing scams.
Yeah, and then the turn, that's the pledge. The turn is.
Well, listen to him. Yeah, the pledge and the turn.
Yeah, I'm a little magic.
Did you
nerdy.
Watch that Will Smith movie with?
I definitely did not. Whatever Barbie, movie it is,
Will Smith and Barbie, where they were talking about pledges and turns. I did not see
Will
that.
Smith and Barbie. Barbie who? Margot Robbie. Yeah, not the like some actor named Barbie. And so they say, "Oh, I'm making a lot of money with this app, and what you do is you invest in it, and it makes sure that Bitcoin is the same price on different platforms, and if it's different, it buys it real quickly and sells it." And you just
wait.
I know. I'm 100K in. I'm 100K in. Okay. I'm excited. And this chick.
How can I lose?
Yeah. So and then they get really intense. Like they've hired models to like FaceTime with you and say, "Oh, it's me. We're finally meeting. I'm real." You know, like some
Instagram
pretty woman
filtered.
Who's. Well, no, I mean, it's just like a model lady somewhere in Macau or they have them. Oh, there's a bunch in
Kazakhstan?
Dubai of all places. And then it turns out a lot of those people are being trafficked. They think they're taking an IT job. And then the bosses are like, "Oh, no. You're going to scam people out of money. I have your passport and you're not going anywhere."
Right.
So it's completely fucked up.
Have you, Tyson just texted in on the, I'm sorry, do you text on Discord or what do you?
No, there's no.
Is that a new jacket?
No, it is not. Oh. Very old jacket.
Oh, well, the liner looks new.
Well, I bought the jacket and the liner at the same time.
What? I guess I've never seen it.
Well, this is what I do. And side note, what I do with fashion is I buy something, I wear it religiously for a while, and then I hide it. For like, that's like a 10-year-old jacket. I just put it away.
And retro becomes...
Or who knows? Or just people are like, "Oh, a new jacket?" And I go, "No, I bought it over 10 years ago."
Yet Steve does not hoard things. Steve has a very, very spare inventory of stuff, but he's very selective.
I move it around.
He moves it around. So
you know what? I'm going to eat some more of this cookie. It was that good.
All right. So
I'm not doing a bit.
Well, it's so funny because... Steve was like, "I don't like boba." And then like he's like, "Oh, boba, pretty good."
I don't like what?
Boba. We went and had boba tea. We had milk tea at the mall.
I don't like boba.
And you were just like, "Oh, pretty
good." Oh, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the opening move is, "No, I don't want it. I don't like it.
But why can't the opening move be like, "Oh, that sounds great."
Should I loop my therapist in, and should we get her on the pod too, and she can answer some of those questions?
I'm not going to pay for it, but it's your money. It's your dime.
What's that from? When people say it's your dime, is that from a phone call?
Yeah.
Phone calls used to be a dime?
A dime, yeah.
That's fucking dumb. So they're calling from a pay phone?
Yeah, if you called me,
right? I'd put a dime in.
You can talk as much as you want. It's your dime.
But I see it all the time when in movies where people are just on a regular landline.
Last time you heard it.
Right. A movie.
The Margot Robbie movie with Will Smith?
Yeah, whatever. That was called Barbie 2. Barbie versus Alien versus Predator versus Jason versus
Electric Boogaloo.
Freddy.
Yeah.
Versus Kramer.
Yeah. Oh, well, look at
it. It's getting hot in here from these dogs playing with each other.
There are no... Like all these idioms just come out of like very weird things. Like think about all the icons that you see. There's a phone icon with a little number thingy on it. People don't know that you use numbers to dial phones. And
you don't? Yeah. Well, how do you dial a phone?
You just go, "Hey Siri.
Call Murder.
Call Murder."
Yeah, we are kind of fucked if like Skynet takes over because I don't know anyone's number. Like I don't know. I don't know your number. You know my number? Don't give it out over 323-555.
Well, your wife's is A222.
Don't give it out. She's going to get fished by all those pig slaughter, pig butcherers. But,
well, because I was friends with her before I was friends with you, and I would call her. And
so you know her number.
Yeah.
Now it's all just, I think I know my very first phone number, like when I was a kid. Like that's burned into my brain. 244-3261. Like it's just, those mean something to me because that was
617. Is that right?
It was 617. I don't believe if you call that, I'm there because.
Well, you know what? Everyone try it.
That house has been sold, and my parents did not keep the number, and they live in. One of them is dead, and the other lives in another state. So, call it and say, Steve Krueger there, and
you'll then never they'll be know like, unless you try.
Stop calling for this guy. He's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, but it's weird. Like I have known no one in the Boston area, and I know the Boston area code, but I can't remember like my wife's birthday. You know,
I struggle with my wife's birthday.
Oh,
like even as we're talking, I'm like,
it's coming up. It's in May.
That I know.
All right.
I have like the general. It's around. It's warm out. The days are longer, but. She's always like, I know your birthday. It's September 3rd. And I'm like, I know yours. It's June 1st?
That is the May 30th? The Korean calendar.
Are there 31 days in May? I don't even know.
We'll never know. Yes. Sir.
What? That's right up there with the metric system. Why don't we just have equal numbers of days in a month? Because, right, aren't we in a leap year right now?
Well, that's like saying, why don't we have one language for everybody?
Well, that's fucking crazy. But, I've watched someone on a TikTok do it where they're like, okay, if we just had 13 months and blah, 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 like, each month would have this many days. Like, it's not complicated. It's just,
but people...
Language is complicated. Okay, like, it's emotional.
We can't even figure out, like, daylight saving time.
I know. How are we gonna uproot the Supreme Court? How are we gonna change the Electoral College?
We're one of three countries in the world, like major countries in the world that still uses the imperial system.
What are the other two?
Papua New Guinea.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. No, it is.
Is it? No. It's not like awesome countries. It's like, oh, that's a country?
Yeah.
It's an island nation that's technically and underwater.
Burma, which is some like two other dictatorships. You know?
Yeah, their president has a bunch of medals and wears a brimmed cap.
Right,
like,
to go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. Yeah. Free those people. Yeah. It's so frustrating when. What am I? I'm playing Gran Turismo on my PlayStation a lot.
Yeah.
And it's giving me a lot of stuff in kilometers and kilometers per hour. And I'm like,
Is that F1?
No. What's F1?
I don't know. Oh. It's like a class of racing. Like, it's like.
You drive around corners and shit?
Yeah, it's like super tight turns, but they're like completely overpowered cars that go to.
Yeah, there's some of that in there then. Right. Yeah. And then there's some stuff where you're just on a track going in a big oval.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
what is the fun of that?
It requires a lot of finesse. Uh-huh. Like you can't. It's not just finger blasting buttons. You know.
That's how I got married.
Yeah, I finger blasted her button good. She's like, lock this shit down.
No, we played video games.
Oh, Jesus, I misread your cues.
My God.
I mean, you were making a hole with your finger and.
You bastard.
Remember the good old days when you were a teenager and you just finger bang someone for like 30 minutes and you're like,
I wish.
Oh, what are we doing?
I dreamt of those days.
Is this going to lead to something? And she's like, no, we're not having sex. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to fucking jam my finger into your vagina for another maybe 45, maybe till the album is over and I have to flip to the next side. Uh-huh.
And if you say a syllable, I will come.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait. What are we talking about? I was like thinking about all that finger banging and like, is this doing anything? Does this feel like anything? I wish I just had the confidence I had as a fully realized sexual being that I could like talk to a sexual partner during intercourse or whatever we were doing and be like, is this doing anything? Is this working? Because it was always just like dead silence and maybe some and maybe a moan. But I once you know, started bedding down with a lady, I'd be like, okay, so what do I need to do to make it work? She's like, okay, just stop doing that thing you think that works. I remember some girl was finally like, okay, so I don't know what you think you're doing when you're going down on me, but you're fucking going crazy. It's too much. You need to work the top, gentle, 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 then go around. And I was like, oh, okay, you know what? This is fucking, this is helpful. This is good information. But the 16-year-old me was just...
Well, I had the problem of having dating someone very early on who was into...
pegging you?
Pegging me. Yeah. And I was like, why don't you want to stick that dildo in my ass?
Yeah.
No, it was just... was in...
No?
A violent... Not a violent, but she was just... Had a very specific way that she liked to get off. And so I thought, oh... Maybe all girls like
choking
that.
Or hitting or
no, not choking or hitting, but just you know, like pain in a certain way.
Ah, interesting.
Like, yeah, and I was like, all right, that is and then like,
one size fits all. Yeah, they're all then, like this, and then
the next one was like, you know,
yeah, stop
I don't
punching
really
me,
care.
Stop donkey punching me.
Yeah,
I don't care for that.
Yeah, my boobs are not speed bags.
Oh, she was one. Yeah, squeeze them hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. My boobs are not speed bags. That's the title of the show. Yeah, I did not have full faculties at 16 and didn't know how to like, hey, is this, can you feel something? And like, you might want to try this. I just remember pushing my head down.
This is when I was 42. Oh,
okay. You know, this is right before your wife.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just, in my 20s, I remember like having conversations and realizing, oh yeah, it's a puzzle, and you gotta like get some information.
The dogs are just, they love each other so much; it's very cute. So, Steve, I want to get in
yes.
deep that while we're talking about being in like bearing our souls. What scares you right now in the world?
Huh?
Is there anything
on a small level?
On all levels.
Well, I'm setting it up. I mean, what really scares me now is I feel very out of touch with the movies people are really liking, where I'm like, I didn't like that at all.
Like which one?
Like a ton of movies. Like, well, first the whole Barbie thing, which I'm like, I don't like this. I don't.
Yeah, it's fair.
Then, like, just a bunch of fetid movies of late that I'm like, eh.
Fetid,
right?
F-E-T-I-D?
No, F-E-T-T-E-D?
No, fetid. No, fetid or fetid. You know, fetid means rotting.
I know what fetid means, right, but I said fetid.
I was,
you know, you could just. No one is actually paying attention. You could just let me make the mistake and keep.
No.
But you're derailing it due to your hypervigilance or ADHD
it was making a joke.
Douchey.
By saying that, like, somebody says it's fetid.
Hold on. Let me hear the laughter in the studio audience.
One person's fetid is another person's fetid.
I have no idea. We're talking about Gran Turismo?
Movies.
Because
this is what scares you.
Ordinary lives or normal lives or
past lives.
Okay. Yeah.
We've talked about that already, but...
I'm not talking about it. I'm just saying...
You just brought it up, therefore you're talking
about
it.
I know, but it's to illuminate a larger point, which is I feel very out of touch with how
your
people
feelings.
Are... No.
Yourself.
I'm very in touch with feelings. I feel out of touch with the world because there people are loving all these movies, and I'm like...
have feelings and talk about sentimental
things. I watch Zone of Interest. There's a lot of feelings in that. But that's on the smaller end where I'm like, am I becoming more... obtuse and weirder and difficult,
okay, so,
which is probably true.
Yes. No, that's what all old people do. But so,
oh, thanks.
What was another one that you didn't like, and what was one that you did like where you're like, why didn't anybody else like this?
I didn't really like American Fiction. I didn't really like...
Pretty Things or Pretty... You know,
Poor Things?
Poor Things.
I very much enjoyed that.
Okay. So you're
so
not,
yeah,
you're not
it's
a,
not everything. It's just kind of me going like...
What about one that you really liked where you're like, why am I the only one?
I'm sorry. What do I sound like?
Bob Dylan on helium.
He's on tour with like Willie Nelson or something like that. Who the fuck is going to see Bob Dylan?
Well, it ends at 7:30, so you're going to be home. No problem.
Does he do crowd work? Does he like, how you doing in Cleveland? Nobody looks like Cleveland.
Like, that was way too intelligible.
Well, they have a series of guys underneath the stage who are twisting knobs to make him actually intelligible.
And then the sign language people are just like, what?
Last night we were in Columbus, boo, and I couldn't wait to get into Cleveland. That's a kind of good bit. Bob Dylan crowd work.
I want to know what the speech impediment version of American Sign Language would be of that. You know?
Yeah, there's the sign language person.
It's like a floppy hands, yeah. You know.
Let me hear the bank. Now the front. Everybody have a good time. 1, 2, 3. I ain't gonna work and make it same. Yeah, the audience for the first 3 minutes of the song, like.
That was Lay Lady Lay, I think. No,
No. Yeah, people are arguing like, no. That is, that's Silvio. That's a deep cut. I mean, I went through a Dylan phase. All artistic, intelligent people probably go through one. But
I tried.
I mean, for like a month, I was like, this guy's fucking speaking to me. And then I was like, what is wrong with his fucking voice? I can't. What is this?
But then you hear him in Lay Lady Lay. And you're like,
Lay Lady Lay.
And you're like, where is that guy?
But yeah, where? Why is this? Is he a Muppet? What is fucking happening? I don't know. I don't. If you're going to see Bob Dylan, I think it's Willie Nelson. Somebody super old. God bless you, because you couldn't pay me. But what really were a movie that I really loved was No One's Gonna Save You, and like nobody saw it, and everyone was like, "Huh?" What?
No, the one with got a lot of good press.
It didn't win any awards.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, like
Caitlin Dever in it.
Yeah, like, I mean, I saw it twice, and I was "Oh, this is really good filmmaking." And people are like, "Oh, Barbie." And
I like Prey better.
I rewatched Prey. It's a little clunky dialogue wise, but.
Well, they're speaking a different language.
No, it's in English. The Predator prequel? Yeah, yeah. They're speaking English.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I watched it 2 days ago. She's speaking English, and she speaks like she's from Orange County. She's like, I think she says like in it. She's. Oh. I was like totally going over there, and there was like, they have it dubbed into Comanche. Uh-oh, the dogs are.
No, it's just Humphrey.
Oh. But. Less about movies, because that's all we talk about here. I'm reaching this like.
You brought it up.
No, you brought it up. You asked me what's worrying me.
No, what scares you?
What's scaring me?
And so apparently, movies that other people like scares Steve.
It's I'm looking internally that I.
Oh my god.
I don't think I fit in anymore. So but what vulnerable. Scares me globally is that all we do is. Like when you hear news about something, you know, it's raining in California, clearly because of everyone says global warming or climate change. Like it's a word that they attach to everything about everything. Zelensky cannot get the bullets he needs to fight Putin because of global warming and climate change. Like it's causing everything that's wrong in the world. And I don't think anything is ever going to change.
Well, they will. It will because.
Oh, it's gonna I'm get, sorry. I feel better now. Thanks.
It's going to get worse.
Well, yeah. It's going to change in that, like, well, there were dinosaurs here for a long time, and then they just weren't here, and so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, things got worse. Like to get to the point where we're saying, "Oh, there's climate change." So.
Yeah, it's just it's not going to be. It's going to be 100, 200, 300 years of shit.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for like young people where it's like. It's hard enough. It's the opening song of the new 1975 record. I'm sorry if you're living and you're 17. Like I feel awful for a kid like just graduating high school and it's like you're fucked. Yeah, everything
is
terrible.
Beyond the climate thing, there's also the wealth gap. You know.
No, that's fine. We're fine. Yeah. There's plenty of money out there. Go, yeah, like, get to work, stupid.
Nobody can buy a house anymore. It's a very bleak times in many ways. But then you look at the stock market and everything's
going
great.
Well, that's all I care about, really. Yeah, is yeah. That's what keeps me going every day is, well, thank God my stocks are up and I have more money today than I had yesterday. But
but you don't do anything with that money, so it doesn't mean anything.
Well, I'm going to stop. Someday I'll do something with it. I
hope so.
Or I'll just die and a bunch of money will go to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, me and Dumpling will fight it out.
Oh, fuck her. But wait, is my dog a girl? Yeah, Dumpling is a female. I forget.
Yeah. But it is funny because it's like I'm loath to spend money, but it's like you want to be able to live your life, right?
So, I don't. Yeah. I don't want to live your life. I don't know.
I want you to live my life.
I don't know. I don't
want to put my skin on yours.
I never want to wear you like a fucking glove. Yeah, it's just I have a creeping sense of hopelessness that I think I felt this way when I was 16. Yeah. I was like,
I mean, everybody has it, so
nothing,
I want to know where yours comes from, you know.
Okay, so when I was younger, people were like, you're a cynic. And I said, no, I'm not cynical. I'm a hyper-realist. Like, I know, roll your fucking eyes, but...
I didn't. I was just...
Disgusted.
Vomiting.
Yeah, vomiting with your eyes.
Dry heaving.
My eyes are going...
Yeah, there was no eye rolling at all.
I think I have a grasp of human behavior.
Oh.
Like no other.
Like no other.
Like no other. And just... see through a lot of bullshit, and I'm like, yeah, nothing's gonna really change. Nothing's changed in my lifetime. I guess it's now that I'm old, I have like waited for these systems that we complain about to change, and nothing has changed. It's just exactly the same. Yeah. And I know that my time on this planet is very short compared to 5,000 years ago, where life was very different. So it takes lots and lots of time, but I guess I was told by history books and by, you know, politicians, like, we can make change. And it's like, no, you didn't, Obama. You didn't really. You got health, some more people health care, and that's about it. You didn't really change the world. So it's just a sense of realism and just like.
Saying that things did change that in like 80 years ago, like.
Well, I'm not 80, so.
Well, I'm.
Look at these two idiots just fighting.
I know.
Just nonstop.
But how happy are they?
Oh, like, that's good. And that's the other thing. Yeah. I wish I could be this happy about anything.
Yeah. So is there anything that does bring you happiness?
I like to think about food, because food is.
The Band-Aid on your soul.
The Band-Aid on my soul. You got to eat, because. You'd be pretty fucked up if you don't eat. You look like Tara Reid. And
why did I just get a boner?
The dogs fighting?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That's your thing. Are we live streaming this? Because there's definitely some people that would like to watch this. But food and music.
Yeah. So you mentioned a couple of things: the new 1975, that Lemon Twigs.
I'm always on the hunt for something new to make connections in my brain, and then I start singing the song, and it makes me happy. So
I've never heard you sing a song, except for the ones that you send here.
Yeah, like I've literally recorded myself singing about John's keys.
I know.
And sent it to you.
I know, but
I'm just like, you're in the car, and you're like, oh, I love this song, and it makes me feel good, and you turn it up, and you're singing along with it, and... It's, you know, when the parts are coming and when there's a change and when there's a this and a that.
And what was the last one that you were, what was the one that you were singing on the way here?
What was I? I was listening to that new Spotify DJ thing where it's a AI voice going, hey, Steve, I'm your DJ. And like, oh, I noticed you like Tyler, the Creator. So I'm going to play some of him and a bunch of other stuff. So I didn't know the songs, but,
wow.
What is my sing along? I mean, my go to when I'm like, I need a song to sing along to is Surrender by Cheap Trick.
Oh, there you go.
Because everyone knows the words.
So you do like power pop. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that song. But I don't. It's just like whatever my mood is. But I think when that 1975 album came out, part of the band is a song. It's not, doesn't have like choruses really. It's just like, it's more like a poem that he's little vignettes of people and stories. And it's so fun to sing along to.
That's fine.
So,
I tried listening to Lo-Fi Girl because I was having trouble falling asleep, and that's
you'd having trouble fall asleep.
Yeah,
that's shocking.
Yeah, it's a YouTube channel that I think they're
Lo-Fi Beats. No, what do you
Lo-Fi Girl? I think it's called.
Huh.
But I mean, it's just like 90 seconds of somebody like noodling on a synthesizer, and then it changes to another beat. So it's just like either it's an AI that's noodling on a beat or it's somebody noodling on an AI beat.
Have you tried listening to Rain?
Oh yeah.
That worked for me for a while.
Yeah. You mean the Korean pop star?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that song. Oh, Hold Me Tightly. And no, I mean The Sound of Raindrops. I don't know any
what?
Rain song. The Sound of Raindrops by Rain.
Shut the fuck up. Nope. Oh, I love that song.
I love that song. Now, I'm not a big Korean pop fan.
Well, I like BTS. They're great.
BTS, I mean, it's like the Beatles of, like, yeah. I know them and a couple others.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, the, like.
But I was surprised, like, I was like, wow, this is, like, really, like, precise and interesting and, like, you know, and it's not, I don't listen to it regularly, but when it comes on, I'm like, all right, I'm there.
It is, like, when you see a McDonald's commercial and they have like a Big Mac.
And Brian Cox is like just giving.
I need money because my show is over.
Yeah.
Ba, 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 ba. And you, it's like art directed. There's steam on it. Like that's good pop. It's like, oh, that looks so delicious.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you get to McDonald's and it doesn't look like that. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, last time I didn't eat there, but my wife ate there, and the filet of fish she got looked like something out of an ad. It was ridiculous.
Oh, it was perfect.
It was perfect. It was in the middle of the desert. Like, who knew?
I do love. I'm a sucker for a filet of fish sandwich.
Yeah, I love it.
And they're like
deep fried.
They're kind of in vogue right now in LA.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's like a place in Echo Park that makes. Filet of fish sandwiches. Highland Park Brewery in the gastropub part, they have a filet of fish sandwich that's like gourmet, and there's just something. I mean, I guess because I love fish and chips. It's basically fish and chips with some cheese on it and QP
mayo.
Oh, it's so good. I know a dude who doesn't like mayo. He is disgusted by mayo and will send back food if he discovers mayo on it. And I'm like, do you like eggs? He's like, yeah. Do you like oil? Yeah. Eggs and oil are mayo. I can't. And I'm like,
no.
Is it the texture? He's like, no. And I'm like, so do you like eggs? Yes. Do you like oil? Do you like, I don't know, like a touch of mustard or lemon juice? Oh, I love that. That's mayo.
This is literally every conversation I have with you about food that you don't like or aren't willing to try.
But
I tried,
you're wrong. I tried your cookies and you're right. Those raisins are better. It is. I ate half of it and then I ate the other half. So, but I don't like mushrooms, and I know why I don't like mushrooms. I remember the moment that I decided I don't like mushrooms. I was at Anthony's Pier 1 in Boston, which is a fancy, fancy restaurant. I'm sure it's gone. It was
for
on
Boston. That's like a Boston 10 is an LA 4, you know?
Okay.
Go on.
It's in a boat on a pier.
No, and it's like, on a boat.
I'm just telling you where.
I'm just saying it's on a boat.
And my, I believe my uncle or my mom's cousin was in town. He was a big surgeon in Atlanta. He's very wealthy. And it's the kind of place where you go pick out the lobster from the tank. I was 5, maybe 6.
And you were like,
I picked
like,
it up.
That's a mushroom.
No. I said, sir, you have to wait for us to cook it. I want to eat it now. Give me his tail. I'd fuck me. And I'm like, sir.
You're going to have to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's only 5.
So I ordered that, and then a bunch of sides came to the table, and one of them, and I remember it was in one of those metal kind of oval dishes, was a side of sauteed mushrooms in vinegar. And when you're young, vinegar is fucking poison. It tastes weird. I mean, very young. I was five. Yeah.
Well, those are formative times.
Yes. And so I took, and they look like little tiny poops because they're dark little mushroomy things. And they had vinegar, and I spit it out. I was like, oh, it's poison. And that's when it started.
No,
and
that is like the formation of aversions and fetishes.
Right.
You know.
So I don't like mushrooms. And then my mom, she loved them, and she'd put them in salads, and she'd put them in spaghetti sauce, and she'd be like, I know you don't like them, so I cut them up real big so you could pick them out. So there's giant fucking mushrooms mocking
Vicky
me.
Vicky is just... I
let's
know
leave her. Let's leave her out of this. Let's leave her out of this.
You just brought her up.
I just said my mom. It's a fictional character. Fictional character.
A delightful woman.
Nothing bummed me out more when someone would say, "Hey, we got pizza," and I'd open the box and I'd see those fucking mushrooms on there.
Well, but on the East Coast, they put those canned ones on them.
I know they're horrible. But if some food, I don't know where I was recently, but it had mushrooms on it, and I'm like, I'm just going to eat it. And I don't like them, but I can put them into my mouth because I know, well, they have a lot of glutamate in them. They're used for culinary reasons. They're a little
stone. You see God.
Not those mushrooms. But this fucking dude will not eat mayonnaise, but okay, he will eat the components that make up mayonnaise.
But maybe
so I'm better.
Maybe yes, you are better.
Thank you. That's all I wanted.
But maybe he hasn't yet dug down to find out where that that moment was. Like for me, that like I used to go, my grandfather, he was friends with a cop, and they went in on a fishing boat together in the San Francisco Bay, and we go out fishing, and I would just get incredibly seasick, and then my grandmother would feed me sandwiches. And so I would just be seasick eating like sandwiches with big chunks of cold butter. And so for like probably like 20 years, I could not eat butter.
Right.
Because it made me nauseous.
I asked him, I'm like, who hurt you with mayonnaise?
Right. What? But see, I don't think he's dug deep.
Yeah, he is not. He's just like, I believe, and this is just me spitballing, he likes the attention. When he's at a restaurant and he's like, does that have mayonnaise in it? It's a very LA
the
thing.
Mushroom guy.
Well, I'm the mushroom guy.
I know.
But
says the mushroom
well,
guy.
Well, but I don't go, does it have mushrooms? If it shows up with mushrooms, I go, I should have looked at the menu. It has mushrooms. And I just fucking eat it because they're not going to kill me. But and it's a very LA thing. He's an LA born and raised guy. He goes, does it have mayonnaise in it? I'm just saying this because I don't want any mayonnaise on it. Just take it off. And I'm always like, I'll bring me his mayonnaise in a little fucking ramekin.
Yeah.
But it's a total like, I'm sorry. Is there gluten in that bread? Like,
yeah,
I think so. Oh, I can't have that. It's a look at me. I'm different and I'm special. And I want you to think about me when you're in the back of the restaurant.
I would say that 2 years ago, Steve would not have taken that glass of rosé I just gave him.
It's good. I like it. Yeah.
So
I say yes. Yes. You've been out to eat with me. I'm never like, I don't eat that. Like, fucking, what do we eat in that Japanese mall in Little Tokyo?
Cartilage.
Cartilage. Not for me. But I ate it.
Oh.
And I'm like.
Actually, I went to another place that.
Cartilage. Well, hey, do you have any cancer? I'm looking for some.
Do you have any
tumors?
Crispy tumors?
Crispy tumors.
Yeah, just like, you know.
Like flash fried, kind of like
soft in the middle.
Yeah, soft in the middle, like a po' boy when they do an oyster in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Flash fried, but mm-hmm. I want to taste the malignant cancer cells.
The malignants.
Yeah, I'm not getting the malignants when you cook it too long.
Yeah.
We ate cartilage.
Yeah.
That's not good food.
But
in my opinion.
We went to this. On Valentine's Day, we went to this Japanese restaurant that serves just like crazy shit. And one of the things was cartilage. Like, so you know when you cook a...
Wait, you and I went out for Valentine's?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Remember we spooned all night?
Well, that was great.
You know how there's that... When you roast a chicken and in between the two breasts, there's that like piece of cartilage?
Yeah.
Yeah. it was that.
That was that?
Deep fried. And I was like, you know what? I'm done. I mean, someone in this household loves it, but I was like, all right.
I've eaten chicken feet, dim sum. It's not for me, but I get it.
But you would have liked this better than what we ate, because that was like eating gravel. It was not fun.
I just know I don't like mushrooms, but I like fancy mushrooms in my ramen. Somewhere recently it came with a meal, a dish I had ordered, and I didn't look. Because I look and I go, oh, it has mushrooms. I'm not going to get it.
When you went to France, you had that issue.
I lived in France?
No, when you went to France, you were in the Eiffel Tower and you got...
Oh, yeah, I ate those mushrooms. Yeah. But that was a cost basis thing. This is $17 worth of mushrooms.
That was you perpetuating stereotypes.
Yeah, the Jew, look at the Jew. He hates mushrooms.
No, I meant the Boston guy, but...
I will not bring ham to a mushroom. They saved my people in 47. Sully, I think that was a potato. Potato, mushroom, it's the fucking same. I won't ham a tuba or a fungi. I'm really enjoying Matt Damon's Dunkin' Donuts commercials.
During the Super Bowl,
I was reading Tolstoy in my study.
I talked about it on the podcast. I was supposed to help hook up my friends with.
Oh, you were wing Marty.
Yeah. And I failed.
You are the worst. I can't imagine you're a good wingman.
It's like, well, maybe she's interested in me. I think she's really interested in me, right? Yeah,
throuple it up. Fucking mix it up. Who cares?
Yeah, she's 20 years younger than me, but who cares?
Take a Viagra and you'll be fine.
Did you watch the Sora AI videos?
Yeah, they're pretty amazing.
So do you want to explain what that is?
ChatGPT is releasing a new...
It's OpenAI. That's the parent company.
Parent company of ChatGPT. I mean, I was just trying to make it easier for... The non-tech people.
It's got to be right.
Oh, I see. You're precision. Fact-checking. Look, he's still at work. It's. I don't publish it unless it's perfect.
Okay. Wait. Did you capitalize the AI? It shouldn't be capitalized.
Really? It's lowercase? Who cares? Care. Hold on. Let me run it through. OpenAI has a new... would you call it? Tool? Platform? Yeah. New?
Because there have been other ones out there.
Yes, it's text to video. So there's text to image where you say, create an image of two dogs eating the shit out of each other, like two stupid idiots who don't know when to stop. One of them has a lolly.
But we can't stop watching
them. Oh, it's fucking. Oh, look at them. Let's talk a little bit. Nope. Let's right back to eating each other's faces. So now this is. Imagine a woman walking through Tokyo with the rain and it's panning to the left and everything's out of focus.
It's like a drone shot following them.
Of the gold rush. And it's pretty impressive. It's pretty, pretty,
pretty good. Yeah. And okay. So it could get to the point where you're just like, you say like, okay, here are my characters, and here are the scenes. Make this movie for me, and only me.
Cool.
Is that attractive to you at all, or does this worry you about? So Tyler Perry, you know, he was building out a new studio for $800 million in
Atlanta,
and he saw the Sora demo, and he's like, "No way!"
Is that true? I read that. I'm like, "Is that true?"
Or did he realize? Like, did he watch his own movie called Mea Culpa about a lawyer named Mia?
He's so fucking good. Every instinct where you'd be like, okay, we'll come up with a better name later, or we'll fix this later. He's just like, no, that's it.
Okay, do you remember the John Singleton movie called Poetic Justice?
Yeah, her name is Jenny Poem.
No. No, it was Jenny Poetic.
Jenny Poetic?
No, it was about a poet played by Janet Jackson named Justice.
Nothing makes me turn away faster than...
Yeah, and so Mia, and not spelled M-I-A, like you would see other...
Oh, M-E-A?
M-E-A.
Like the Latin.
Yeah, and culpa, but with a K. No, that's not true, but...
Look, he's... I admire his ability to dumb things down. Like, he's not a dumb dude.
I was going to say that he was scared that, like, AI was going to make a better Alex Cross movie than he did, you know?
Well, it's not that hard. I don't know if that story is true. I heard that, and then I'm like, really? Like, he sees one video, and he's like, shut it down. Yeah. Like, I don't believe that.
Or he's just looking for an excuse to, like,
get in the press and
or to pull $800 million out of that he committed for something, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to change all that much. I think it is just another tool, and those who know how to harness it will be successful, and those
in doing what?
That I don't know, cuz I don't know, like, I've seen it, I'm like, "Oh, cool, that's 2 seconds of video." Like, that's not a, you can't, it can't make a movie. It can't.
Can
and maybe it will at some
I
point.
Can make a porn?
Oh, yeah. That porn's fucked. When I saw that Taylor, all those Taylor Swift.
I didn't watch it. I
like, holy shit. They put Taylor Swift with Oscar the Grouch? Like, that's diabolic. But you see, it takes the mind of a true genius, of an artist, to go, wow. I can have Taylor Swift in a pornographic image. I could do anything. I could have her with a sad, fat guy like me who lives in my parents' basement. I could have her with other girls. I could.
I'm gonna have you
the Grouch,
B. Arthur,
and B. Arthur watching, jerking, fingering herself in the alleyway. Like, I never would have thought of Oscar the Grouch. Like, it's kind of inspired. So. There'll be a new generation of creatives who know how to use the tool.
How to tap in. So if you're Taylor Swift and you're like, what the fuck? Like, do you have any sympathy for her? So what is her recourse?
I think we're in uncharted waters. I don't know. Like, it's someone typing into a program.
We're totally opinionated assholes, you know, and
that doesn't change. Well, no, maybe it does.
Yeah.
I mean, who are you going to sue? The AI company? Like,
well,
we just have a bunch of ones and zeros, and someone typed in Taylor Swift getting fucked hard by Oscar the Grouch. Like, we didn't come up with that. We just made it. It's like someone is filming child pornography right now. Very sad, but the people who make the cameras aren't being, you don't sue them,
right?
So you sue the creator, but no one knows who created these, right? They're just floating around and they're, like, not monetized. But,
and then everybody's gonna have, like, a phone that can do what a bank of NVIDIA GPUs can do now to generate AI stuff, and it's just gonna be in their pocket in a few years.
It's whack-a-mole. Like, sure, she could sue the company that made the art, and then maybe through some internet wizardry find the dude who made it in his basement and sue him for copyright infringement. Like, I don't know. Like, what do you like, what laws have been broken? My fucking wife does it all the time. They shouldn't do that. And I'm always like, but what like,
right, but
what law?
But maybe, like, there isn't a legal thing that you can do, but maybe there's a...
Oh, like, find the guy and just fuck him up?
Or no, or I don't know. Maybe there's
like
some
that.
Sort of high road that you can take. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Like, people are so creative on creating Oscar the Grouch porn. Like, maybe we can figure out a way to... I don't know. But it's...
There's no recourse.
It's going to be so instantaneous. Like, you're
But can't someone sit in his basement and with a pencil draw Taylor Swift naked?
No, you're going to have your phone on your head. You're going to have your Apple glasses on. And you're just going to say... You're going to... Whenever you look at somebody, you're going to have it automatically make them naked and having sex with Oscar the Grouch, you know?
Here's what's happened to me over my short lifetime, which much of it was on the internet.
Oscar will not touch you.
I just had to see celebrities naked when I was young. Like, if they were in a movie and their boobs were out, I was like, I don't care what this movie is, Trading Places, Jamie Lee Curtis, I can see her boobs for no reason. She just takes her shirt off in a scene.
It's just something you haven't seen.
Because I did not have a bank of boobs. And then the internet came, and I have seen 100 billion boobs.
Right.
And I have reached a point now where I'm like, I don't need to see it. I don't. It's almost better. And even post the fappening, like, I've seen celebrity inappropriate. Yeah, that was her sending a nude to her boyfriend. It got hacked. I saw it, and I'm like, we'll hit this like tipping point of AI will do it. Like, I can create anybody naked.
Yeah. We're just going to be numb to it.
Okay, you know? Cool. What else you got?
In the same way that, like, in the 80s, like, if somebody showed a boob, it meant that they got X $100,000 more, yes, in a budget.
In a movie. Not just like a person on the street.
Right, right. So if, like, if you got, you know, whoever.
Angelina Jolie took her top off in Gia, and you can see her boobs.
It was more like, you know, Barbie Benton or something. Ooh. Like that. Yeah.
Speaking of Barbies, like Playboy, like, ooh, we got a celebrity,
right,
and we can see her boob, and you're like, okay, but right now, so there's all that ownership, like, they all, like, a bunch of celebrities are on OnlyFans, like, fine, I will show you my boobs,
right?
So, and then
maybe if you like make it like, oh, it's just like Legos, and like, people are just idiots, and they do what they do, and yeah,
you want me to, so it is the weekend,
yeah, so. I think that's kind of where we're going. I hope, you know, I just don't want, I mean, because it is going to be like, look, AI is very valuable. It is, it's a way, it's kind of exciting if you think about some guy in his basement, you know, just like making a sci-fi movie that is going to have special effects as good as anything James Cameron did.
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool.
Well, not just movies, but like, think of video games. And that's what I keep hearing now. Like, huge tech leaders are like, don't learn to code, kids. Like, whoa.
No, absolutely not.
Like, and that's always been like, what's a difficult barrier to entry is, fuck, like, a game is a lot of code. It takes a lot of people.
Yeah.
And like, if you could just be like, okay, cool, I want to be a first person shooter, but it's like steampunk, but it's also like the movie Aliens, but it's in black and white, and then it just shits it out.
Do you have to sound like a really like lispy,
cliched, like, lispy. Siri, create a video.
More guns, please.
It's 16K. With 120 hertz refresh rate.
He's not even listening.
What?
I don't know.
16K?
I don't know.
That will be at some point.
Yeah.
But so that a kid could dream up a game and just talk it out. That's what I like about it. Like, you don't, like, all those tools to make a cool shot in Japan of someone walking, you're like, fuck, we got to get a camera. We got to have stage people. We got to light it. We got to do it once, then rehearse it again, then shoot it. Like, you can just fucking shit it out. Just,
yeah,
like, try that.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that. Let's set it in feudal
Portugal.
Yeah. Changed it from modern day Tokyo to feudal Portugal.
Make your boobs bigger, please.
And make her tits huge. Such big tits. She's tripping over them. Like, so it will come, and like, whenever a new technology comes, yes, the porn, the sex, the home video came in the 80s, and
but doesn't this feel a little bit different?
How so?
Just in the, it's become sort of an existential threat to the business that you've been a part of. I know so many writers, like, who are not working and are pitching and they're writing and... But it's like, you know, if I were doing a CSI, I would much rather just have an AI do it, and it would get in on time.
Oh, like writing a CSI.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't New York filled with horse-drawn carriages forever, and then cars came along and subways, and like, it just changes, and we don't go,
right,
well, what are we going to do about the horsemen? Like, they just they either evolve or
they become,
they all
taxi cabs or chefs or
they or, all I die. I mean, I like,
yeah,
it's not going to go away.
Well,
here's like just tiny inside baseball. Somebody high up at a TV studio, movie studio that I know said she
Bob
saw
Iger,
Robert Iger,
Robert Iger,
said she just saw a presentation that was using AI, and they showed a scene of a movie starring Tom Hanks. I don't know what it was.
And Forrest Gump.
No, it was like one of their movies, and it was recent. And then this company said, look what we did. They trained an AI model on Tom Hanks' voice, and then they coded it into Japanese, and then they looped it in, and so the footage now has Tom Hanks speaking Japanese. So in a perfect Japanese accent, and so
with lip sync and everything.
Probably not perfect, but so there's a whole industry of people that dub movies into other languages.
Right.
So they make a movie. Tom Hanks is a big movie star. When it goes to Japan, there's an actor or a series of actors that will play Tom Hanks, and they will do his American lines, English lines in Japanese. But now through this machine learning application, they can make it sound like Tom Hanks learned Japanese and is speaking in fluent, perfect Japanese accent.
In his voice.
So that is going to put a tiny part of the industry just out of business. Like that's just...
And that's just kind of life, right?
That's just technology. Like just shit changes. And oh my, wouldn't you want to go see a movie and it's Tom Hanks, but he is speaking your language to you with a perfect accent? Like it's actually better for the audience too.
I want a really slow horse to take me to Peoria. You know
what?
Well, that's the same thing of like, you know, like do you want to be dragged by a horse like in a carriage, or do you want to?
Oh yes, yes. You know? And so it's like we are in this time of the pool is shrinking. There's like less movies, less TV because there's so many choices for the audience. And this new technology comes along that says we can make it cheaper and, in my opinion, better for the audience. It's not an actor doing Tom Hanks or doing like, oh, he's the voice of Tom Hanks in all these movies. It's Tom Hanks. It's his voice. So it feels more authentic. And so, yeah, that little part of the industry is just going to go away. But there's still, there's still got to be like a movie star. There's still got to be like a distribution system. There still needs to be marketing. Like, I don't think it's ever going to go completely away, but social media video came along and TV is still here, but most of the world flips on YouTube every day and watches a bunch of videos. So they can live in harmony together, I think, maybe. Yeah. I hope.
I think it's just going to be different, and it's just hard. And we talk about it from week to week about how hard it is to distinguish yourself and to, because there, streaming is drying up and then AI is ramping up, you know?
Well, you can write blog articles about it, which I notice they do every day. And they're like, it's coming to an end. It's all going to be over. Or you can like embrace the technology and, you know, do something, make something interesting. So I like, I'm excited about Suma, Chat GPT, Open AIs, whatever it's called. I want people, far from Los Angeles and New York and big cities to make movies. And so if you can just sit in your computer, you know, your basement with a computer and dream shit up, then I think that's a good thing. No, you don't agree? I don't know.
I disagree.
No, I don't, you don't fucking care.
I don't. You know, I tried to listen to Baroness for a while, but they're okay.
They got like one good album.
Yeah. I was doing some very sort of mind-numbing work today, so I just put on.
Cool.
I just put on Slow Horses in the background.
What's Slow Horses?
Oh, it's this. There's this actor named Gary Oldman.
The show. So you're like one of those weirdos, wife.
You said that exact phrase.
Really?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Like I don't listen to my own show. I don't remember what I said. So you like have a TV? I will be defensive about it. Defensive or offensive? You have a TV show on while you're doing work.
But it, yeah,
she watches Law and Order, yeah. And she makes production grids and. I don't know how you guys do that. Maybe because you both have ADD or something. I'm gonna just chew my kettle chip in defiance. I love listening to music.
How can you do that when
doing work? But if I hear a lyric, my mind starts to think about like, oh, what are they talking about? And so like the thought of like having,
that's why I was listening to the lo-fi girl stuff, and I was like, this is just like, this is a beat. There's no structure to it, so I couldn't listen to it because I kept trying to find structure in the music.
Hmm.
And there's no structure to Slow Horses. It just keeps going.
It's just Gary Oldman going, oh right, hello mate,
we got farts.
We got to get to the bottom of this, mate.
Yeah, well, I did listen to the audio book. So I was just.
Oh, it's based on a book.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
A whole series. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's funny. It's smart. It's well done.
If I did not know the man, I would probably watch it. But yeah. I just don't want to.
Yeah, because you just have such a.
We have a bond.
Bond.
Okay. And if I ever see him again, I don't want to go, oh, I've been watching your show. I'll be like, what have you been up to, dude? He's like, oh, I'm doing season four of. Of
Did
Slow
you not
Horses.
Know that I got nominated for an Oscar?
I got nominated. He won.
Oh, I don't know.
I played Churchill. Yeah. You put on a fat suit. How was that?
See, that's what you have to say. Oh, you won?
You won?
Yeah.
For that thing? I thought Green Book won. For Best Actor. They don't give it out to movies. Oh, I thought that year they did because you were so bad in the Churchill Downs story. Ugh.
We're going to dip into the mail sack. Mail sack, mail sack. Mail sack, mail sack.
Chips, eating chips.
Mail sack, mail sack. Mail sack, mail sack. Come on, get my hands on that mail sack.
Mail sack, mail sack.
Walter, that was great. Walter just doesn't give up.
None of these two idiots. I mean, I don't know why people watch wrestling. This is better. These two dogs. We've been on the air. We've been potting for an hour and 30 minutes.
Okay.
They have not fucking stopped. Mm-mm. These two dogs are beating the living shit out of each other, and they are having the time of their lives.
Yeah.
Someone should be betting on this. I don't know how you would
the over under.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure how betting works, but this is wildly entertaining.
Okay.
Speaking of wildly entertaining,
yeah, Michael.
Michael writes, "Hello, I'm Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Wow.
It's not a Marvel IP." But I always thought the Mage comic series by Matt Wagner would make an interesting movie. And so Mage,
tell me about this.
I don't know. I just remember it was some dude who had a goatee, who had a t-shirt that was too tight on him.
The character.
I think that's Mage, isn't it? I'm not going to look it up.
I feel like we are. I don't know the character, but you might be right, Mike. But we are heading into a period of superhero fatigue, of comic book fatigue, where they have just made so many movies, and they are hitting the law of diminishing marginal return. They just don't do as well. And if I've learned anything from the machinery of Hollywood, they just
He hasn't.
I have learned nothing. They follow a trend and beat it into the ground. I feel like back like 20 years ago, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was like a big hit game show on ABC, I want to say, with Regis, whatever that guy's name is. And it was a big hit because they hadn't done a like primetime game show and you become a millionaire and blah, blah, blah. And in their infinite wisdom at the network, they put it on 5 nights a week. So it was on every single night. And what happened? People went, oh, it's not special. It's on every night. So, and I kind of see that with superhero movies where it's like.
It does feel like every night.
They work. All right. Well, let's just keep making them. It doesn't matter if they're good or not. And another one comes out. Another one comes out. And so the end, all the producers, the studios don't all say, hey, let's not overproduce one genre. Let's be diverse and keep the audience engaged. They all go superhero comic book movies now, and then it works for a while, and then we've hit this like inflection point where another one. So if he's going to pitch it, he better have a really good idea.
Yeah, and so according to Mike, this is. He says, not Mike. That the world is begging for another Arthurian legend reboot, but maybe something in the style of Into the Spider-Verse. If done as a live-action film, I can see Henry Cavill playing the titular character. Thanks for the free funny. Mike, yeah, that's great. And I actually probably should read it.
I'm going to read it.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
I don't know.
Mage?
Yeah, Mace? It's called Mage.
Mage?
Yeah, but I just remember seeing it because it was always like, it was right next to Cerberus, you know, like in the comic book store. And it was like, they were like black and white, you know.
Huh. There's a new comic book. Oh, Secret Headquarters from Silver Lake moved into my neighborhood. So there's like, I can walk to a comic book store.
Oh, very good.
So I'm going to look for it.
Ask about Mage, yeah.
Mage, not Mace.
Mage.
Yeah.
No, it's been around for years and years.
I've heard of it, but yeah. I am not familiar. These two,
oh my God,
these fucking dogs have not stopped.
They're accelerating. It's amazing.
It's erotic.
Why don't you have to?
Don't go there.
So I love.
That's it. That's the mail.
No. There's more.
No.
Wait, just because I.
No.
That's not me denying you. So,
there's a Pinter pause, and then there's a Yuian no.
Where are we right now?
We're mid Pinter pause.
All right,
and we're heading towards a no.
Okay,
Yuian. Your last name is Yu.
Go fuck yourself.
It's just you. They make fun of you when you were a kid. They're like. You suck. Do they do that? Or did you go to a private school where they were like making jokes about the Canterbury Tales?
I went to public school where they made fun of me about the Canterbury Tales.
Okay. You don't read the Canterbury Tales. You don't understand Tolstoy, you.
Yeah. Chuck Yetso used to.
Who?
Chuck Yetso. Yeah.
What a bully. That's a bully's name if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, but. I was never scared of him, but he would.
He's more scared of you, like a bee.
Yeah, he would call me all sorts of racial epithets.
Oh, well, yeah. that's upsetting.
And I would send him back to him, and so it was.
What was he, Japanese?
Yeah.
What was his name? Chuck Epitso?
Yetso. He was like the whitest white like shit kicker, like you know.
Yetso. That's a odd name.
Yeah, his name was Chuck.
Chuck.
No.
There's not a lot of Japanese people named Chuck.
I don't know. I don't know.
You go to like a fancy Japanese hotel or like a Tokyo hotel and you're like, I'm looking for Chuck. Like, who?
Arigato gozaimasu. Chucky-san.
Is Chuck working tonight? I'd like to have words with Chuck.
So, did you ever, there was a comic book called Camelot 3000. It was a DC comic book. And so it was the world of Camelot. Brian Bolland did the art for it. It was in the 80s. And I thought it was really good. And I thought Warner Brothers optioned it at one point, but I don't think they did anything with it, obviously. But I think that would be good. It was like basically a multicultural sort of
retelling of the Arthurian legend.
And so people all around the universe got, or the world got called to arms to fight against Morgan Le Fay, who was building an army of aliens.
Hmm.
And I thought it was really good. And there was, it was creepy. And Brian Bolland, like his art is so intricate.
What's it called again?
Camelot
3000. I will take a look at it.
All right. So Michael, I will say I will have Kruger look into Mage, and then and he will also look into Camelot 3000, and I suggest that to you. Okay, next email. Well, hello there, all you cats and kittens.
Oh, fuck this guy.
What? It's me.
Oh, no, the guy that wrote this.
No, I wrote this.
Oh, that's sad.
I miss you guys.
Who's this?
We'll get there. Ugh. Over the Valentine's Day week, I was reminded...
Week?
Yeah, that one time I gave Marty's wife a rose and some chocolates for Valentine's Day a few years ago when I was in town, and Marty and she graciously opened their home to me, and he was very generous. I was also thinking about the prison warden style key ring that John used to carry and the fun times I got to spend stalking and window peeping. I got to do to Steven when he lived in Austin. Who is this? Also, does anybody remember Cassandra?
Who?
Hmm.
Annoying chick with a shrill voice?
No.
Oh, no.
Hilarious, lovely friend of the show.
Oh, yeah. The one going through a thing.
Yeah, she's going through a thing.
Going through a thing right now. Yeah. She'll be back. She's coming back.
Yeah.
I've spoken with her off mic.
Oh, good.
Yes. She's not dead.
If you all weren't such unorganized cluster puffs, what's a cluster puff?
It's racist, and if I told you, we'd get canceled, and we would not get on Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live.
That Shane Gillis was pretty funny. I liked the...
You liked his monologue?
Whatever. That's his stand-up. I've seen that before, but the Trump sneaker bit was pretty fucking funny.
I like the Austin fellow better. His
Austin.
The other Trump guy. The guy who does Trump.
Yeah. But he was, it was pretty funny. Hmm. It went in. It was a great shot. I think he's funny. He's not a fan of Asians.
Yeah. But Bo and Yang give him a little hug at the end.
Aw.
Yeah. So this person says, if you all weren't such unorganized cluster puffs, sure, I never would have thought I could start my own show.
So we're so bad at this that we've inspired the severely mentally incapacitated listener to start.
How dare you? You're just jealous of his success.
Me?
Yeah.
1,000%. Is this Steve Owens?
Yeah.
Is this Joe Rogan?
Yeah, it's Joe.
Joe Rogan. Yeah. Stay strong, brother. Don't take any vaccines.
There's nothing that makes me happier than seeing, like, oh my God, there's that person on the show. There's, you know, like
Steve Owens sits down with Nick Offerman and talks about the next season of The Last of Us. Like, how the fuck did this toothless yokel get a fucking
teeth? But he is a yokel.
He's yokely. The toothlessness is it's just color.
Metaphorical.
It's metaphorical. How did he become like the fucking Charles Kuralt of the podcast world?
He's got laser focus.
He's whatever he has. We should all have a little teaspoon of Steve Owens in us because he gets shit done.
All right,
and that's why I hate him so much.
Yeah. So
because I am jealous.
Give you an. So he sent another email. This week, Fascination Street Podcast released its 400th episode.
We've done 400. No, have we?
I don't know.
No one could ever. There's no way to know.
Yeah. Hal Ivey. Yeah, so he's had listeners on the show. He's had us on the show. So episode 100 was with Adam Carolla, podcaster,
comedian,
yeah,
filmmaker,
yep,
resident of East Los Angeles.
Yep. Episode 200 with Scott Kelly,
a guy whose wife got shot in the head.
Astronaut
and slash guy who's been to space.
Yeah,
his wife got shot in the head.
Yeah, but what have you done? I mean, he also did stuff too. He wasn't just a victim.
Was he a senator? Did he House of Representative? Was he? Did he run for something? His wife got shot in the head, and he's bald.
He has a twin brother.
His twin brother's bald.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was in space longer than him.
Oh.
And then episode 300 was with Tommy Chong, misspelled.
Which one was misspelled, Tommy or Chong? Both.
You'll never know. And it happened to land on 420.
Listen to these dogs.
They're
just
going
crazy. Eating each other
They're
to death.
They're so happy. So, yeah. You know, I...
Who's for 400 then?
Well, yeah, I'm getting
that. Oh, you're getting that.
You know, but I did date Tommy Chong's daughter.
Ray Dong Chong?
No.
Oh, the other one?
Another one.
Not the hot...
No, she was...
She was hotter?
She was super cute. I really liked her.
Did you finger bang her?
How dare you, yes. No.
Yes.
No.
Like a jackhammer.
No.
No, no, no. Yes, yes,
no.
No,
no. Shut up. No.
They should redo Fletch and have you star in it. I could see you as like the new Fletch.
I would just be this angry, like angry. Weird.
This isn't working. And like you break the fourth wall. You're like, is this working? I don't.
I don't even like my trailer.
Where are we in the story? So angry. Like you star in a movie. They reboot Fletch. Marty Yu is Fletch, but you keep your day job. So you're like, I gotta
get back to work.
I gotta get back to work. We'll shoot at your trailer while you're at your computer.
No!
I gotta write 15 fucking how to's and 11 blog and.
You know what?
Is that what you do? I don't know.
Belittling my work.
I don't know. Literally, you cannot explain what you do.
I can, but I won't.
Not tonight. Next week. I'm not coming next week.
Episode 400 on Fascination Street podcast. Everyone should go. I mean, everyone should really listen to it because it's much better than this one.
President Joe Biden.
That was last night on Seth Meyers.
Oh, I thought Steve Owens got Biden.
They're the same person, it turns out.
Biden like, and Steve Owens?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Oh. They both have hair plugs.
No.
No.
Seth Meyers.
He loves, we're just fucking roast. Every week he's just jerking off to us, roasting him.
No, you're jerking off to you roasting
him. Yes, I am jerking off, but he's jerking. We're both jerking off in different time zones.
Anyhow,
to
Dickie
me
Barrett,
roasting him.
Dickie Barrett was on episode 400.
From the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. Mm-hmm. That's a good get.
Yeah, that's awesome. Steve, all those are amazing gets.
Steve Owens
Enterprise.
Is America.
Yeah.
Born without a brain, but born with drive.
What?
He didn't let his many...
Where's your brain and where's
his
your
many,
drive?
I have no drive. I'm all brain.
No, you have no brain.
I'm all brain. I'm all brain.
You think you have brain, but you don't.
I can't hold my head up because my brain is so big. But Steve Owens, born without...
You overestimate your brain.
No. It's my brain is fucking white hot. But his... His drive is America. He is a wild stallion.
And so can you.
And so can you. Make America Steve Owens again. God, that fucking, that hillbilly just.
He's not a hillbilly.
He is a hillbilly.
He lives in the flats.
No, he lives in a trailer in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, he's a very good interviewer, as it pains me to say, and he is.
And he. He knows his alcohol.
He knows his alcohol. He's just a... I pick on him because I admire him so, and it makes me hate myself that I'm not Steve Owens.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair.
Kisses.
Ow, that hurt. For the month of March.
Oh, it's still going? Jesus Christ, I thought we were putting a fucking bow on it. Moving on. There's more.
For the month of March, I will be taking a break from new content.
Oh.
Thank God.
Oh, thank God. I can
finally, we can catch up.
I can catch up. I listen to it at 10x. It's just...
So after nearly 7 years of harassment from my wife, I will be releasing my wife's favorite episode. Every week in March, I will release Sean's picks in a best of style series. 21 episodes in all. That is 20 more episodes than I can listen to.
He's prolific, if nothing else. But, he's the Bob Dylan of podcasts.
But I can't... Like, I can't listen to my own material to edit it down to a best of.
Oh. Well, I'm sure Steve Owens has a subordinate do it, or he ships it off to Ubeki Stan Stan, and they do it there. Remember that guy running for president? Yeah. He was like, Ubeki Stan, and he died. He died of COVID. Yeah. What was his name? He's a pizza guy.
We'll never know.
Clarence Thomas? No.
That's so racist.
Is it? Because he was a black man and I confused him for another black man?
No, because they were both Italian.
Clarence, what are you doing in there? I'm studying the law, mother. Get out of here and make us a pizza pie. You use all you know the banana.
Change it back to your name back to Lorenzini.
Lorenzini Thomas. I'm just a very tan Italian. I don't know why people think I'm black. Oh, Lawrence!
Oh my God, I can't.
That guy sucks.
They have more energy than they did when they started.
Yeah, it's it is erotic.
Herman Cain.
Herman Cain. I liked him a lot. He was like, I don't know. Someone will tell me what I'm supposed to know about this country. I can't keep all these countries straight in my head. I love the honesty.
Oh my God.
The candor.
They're actually really cute. But anyhow,
Fuck you, Steve Owens.
Yeah, and congratulations.
And congratulations.
That is amazing. I love what you've done.
400 more, and then stop. But 800 is a nice round number.
That's great about Steve is that he's fearless. He will call. He'll reach out to anybody, and you know what?
That's where his lack of brain helps him, because he doesn't look inward and go, wait, I'm Steve Owens.
That is where your self-doubt gets in the way of your success.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But
let's turn it back on you.
No. We've done enough on me. Punch down.
No,
punching down in 3, 2, 1.
Wait, Steve is more successful than us. Why are we're actually punching up?
Punching, he's above us.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me sick.
Embrace it. Embrace it. Love it. Steve, I'm so...
He grew up in a holler. He was a coal miner's son.
I could not be happier than for you and your success. It's fantastic. It's so cool.
It's the great American success story. It really is.
It is. Actually, it kind of is. Because it's like, Steve is not like...
He's smart.
Steve... Oh my God.
Oh my God. No.
Up.
Oh my God. No.
Like, he's not like
attractive.
he's not. No, you failed. I
physically fit? I don't know.
Last time I saw him, he lost a bunch of weight, but he is not like in this. He's in this because he's genuinely.
He's in it to win it.
He's in it genuinely because he's passionate about like.
Well, it comes through in his work.
Meeting people that he really is interested in meeting.
Yes.
And that is what's the best part.
He's the best part of podcasting, and we are the worst.
Yes. And the best part about this world is that people with passion can find a niche for themselves to do something.
People with passion and low IQs.
No, with no. Microphones. With
microphones and limited vocabulary and motor skills.
He's got great vocabulary.
And I believe he's legally blind. Like, not blind, like, I can't see, I need a cane. But
wait, you didn't say blind before we started the show. You said a different word.
Oh, I don't. My improv skills are failing me. yes, and I'll talk to you later about
it. No, Steve, like I couldn't. This is great.
And no, it's horrible. You're everything wrong with podcasting in one dude. I wish you pestilence and death.
Kisses.
Well, you're not going to get on the show again. You know why?
Why?
Not because of anything you said, because you mean nothing to him. You're just a gnat on
I know. I'm a rung on the ladder that he's climbed up.
He's already forgotten you.
Yeah, I know. We are a tiny speck in his ecosystem of huge, huge names that he interviews. Stop talking about him. It's making me sick.
So he closes with...
A third email, Steve Owens says, I can't believe you said all that shit about me.
I'm giving my entire estate to Steve Krueger.
What am I going to do with a double wide from rural West Texas?
Wait,
he owns a dirt farm.
He upgraded to double wide?
Yeah. Well, the wife was getting tired. No, he owns like five houses. On top of all of his success, he's wildly successful as a businessman and as a property owner. He fucking sickens me. He's what's wrong with America? He's successful and I'm not.
Jesus Christ. Like,
that's why I don't drink wine, because
we
I get a little
weird.
Really
fun time. Just like
I get a little weird. I let it get a little weird on the wine.
No, don't blame the wine. How dare you?
It's just heating up the oven.
How dare you?
No, I love you, Steve. You're great.
Yeah. He wasn't talking about you. He's talking about Steve.
I'm talking to myself.
Steve Ducey.
I've got a little compact mirror. I'm looking at myself. I love you, Steve. You're great. Don't change.
Okay, do it again, but with like you mean it.
I love you, Steve.
Okay.
Too much? Right? Split the difference?
Yeah. Okay, so Steve, what is your game plan in this new world? How are you going to get yourself out of your existential funk?
I am going to use ketamine for my crippling depression.
Have you done ketamine before?
I have done it before, but recreationally a long time ago, but I'm thinking like, maybe many, many people I know have tried it and have had success with it. So I'm going to give that a go. And I am going.
Are they like wildly successful and like self-satisfied people?
No, they're just not, depressed as I am. So I'm like, There's something other than this. There's a different station, and I am going to take more pictures. I'm gonna photograph stuff, and
what are you gonna take pictures with?
I have a DSLR camera, and I'm gonna use that more because I have a phone like everybody else. But I'm using a camera and like thinking about f-stop and ISO. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to...
Hey, Sora, take me a picture that's better than Steve's.
Done. And I'm going to try new things. Like I tried your fucking lame cookies, and they were pretty good. So...
Thanks.
So I tried them, and I now have an appreciation for... What kind of raisins are they? Red raisins.
Red raisins.
Coming over to you. How's it going, Cleveland? You ready to rock and roll with Bob Dylan? Bob, you're 83 years old, and quite frankly, you're just Bob Dylan. You got to do some crowd work. What do you mean? In between the songs... You got to talk to the audience. My songs are how I talk to the audience. Bob, we're gonna get you the best crowd work guy in the business. It's the documentary about the guy that got Bob Dylan to talk to the audience.
I'm sending this tape to Lorne Michaels. Yes. And everybody look out for after the hiatus. Like there's going
to
be.
I was driving by the Walmart on the way to the show.
Okay, on the monologue, just be yourself, okay?
Yeah, don't do your Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan.
Oh my God, Steve's so happy.
Oh, I just fucking, like, people are like, oh, I got $450 tickets. I'm on the floor. Like, you're looking at an 80-year-old guy who sings through the top of his nose.
And, like, why wouldn't you go spend the same money to see Taylor Swift, you know?
She doesn't go, I'm an anti-hero. Like, what? I can hear the lyrics that she's singing.
I want to see Taylor
Bob. Swift. Oh wait, I'm going to have AI. Swift. I'm going to have Bob Dylan covering Taylor Swift's "Anti-Hero."
Oh, I wanted to see Taylor Swift covering
Highway 61. Mama's in the maid's recognize the melody. I just like, that was amazing. I could almost make out a word he said.
Tay-Tay.
Yeah. This withered Muppet on stage.
That
was Tay-Tay. Yeah. Taylor Swift doing Subterranean Homesick Blues.
Yeah, I don't want her to be too on.
Too on.
And she's going to do it with an iPad, so it's not going to have the same impact.
Sure.
All right. Well, Steve.
Yes, sir.
I owe you a bunch of recordings.
Sure.
And I'm going to.
Any day now.
I know. I've started, and it's so, I do love recording.
It's fun.
Yeah.
He's talking about Subterra. There'll be another season with some superstars in it.
I thought it was like.
Oh, your spoken word
your
album?
Your porn AI engine that you're like trying to.
Fuck me. Fuck me now. Fuck me now hard.
I bring a little bit more.
We're training a voice AI bot, and we need your voice.
Yep.
I think the dogs have calmed down, so I think that's a good sign to wrap it up.
Okay, that's a good sign to wrap it up. So everyone watch Slow Horses. Do you have any recommendations for someone to watch?
So we're not wrapping up. Okay, I very much enjoyed Zone of Interest. If you're looking for a different take on the Holocaust, because I know we've seen all the Holocaust movies.
You know, I like music with my movies. So
there's music in it. Not a lot, but it's more of the sounds of just people being murdered in the background.
Yeah,
that's the soundtrack.
Not for me.
Not for you? You didn't like it?
I prefer like yellow lemon twigs, you know.
Tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree.
And on.
Yeah, it's, I thought it was quite interesting.
All right.
And what else did I see? Anatomy of a Fall. That's good.
Okay.
Shit, something else was good.
No, nothing else was
you
good.
You missed. Curb's good this season.
No, it's not.
I'm enjoying it. I don't care.
Oh my God, it's so... we tried watching it, and like, the wife loves it, except for this.
Well, year. I'm enjoying it.
All right.
Yep.
All right, there's something that you love that nobody else loves.
Me and Larry David. I'm broke Larry David.
Yeah.
Yes. As my wife calls me, like all of the annoyance of Larry David without the $300 to $400 million just sitting in a bank,
but still just as charming.
Nah,
he's kind of charming. Is the problem.
He's kind of charming.
Pretty charming. All right. Well, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Hip that fuck. 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 Time to hip that fuck. Time to hip that fuck. Bop. 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 Hip that fuck. 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 Hip that fuck.
This has been a Smodco Internet production. Sip only at smodcast.com.